Hey, it's Mike Fee, and the eighth bug has just been located. Carl managed to use all the clues, his audio detective skills, and his big brain to find yet another bug. Carl's on the line right now. When you won a couple of seconds ago, Carl.
You have found a bug.
Congratulations!
What did it feel like?
It still hasn't sunk in, Mike. I was certain that I was close, like very close. I was just like, I can't believe that the winning announcement had come out on the radio.
This is Bugged.
Cool. So, 25,000 rand richer. Do you have any idea about how that money's going to go down? What your plan is? How you might spend it?
It was a joint effort, I must say, with my colleague Stuart in the office where I work.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so... yeah, we're going to enjoy Heritage Day for sure. Very happy about that. Got a few things to fix around the house.
Okay,
pool ready for summer. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the life of being a grown-up person, you can't just blow it on the nearest thing, I suppose. So, Carl, let's have a quick look at how you managed to do this, right? So I've tried to avoid the clues at every turn. I've seen a couple of them, but I'm pretty in the dark about how this bug came to be. So... somehow, using your detective skills, you managed to locate it being on Spionkop Battlefield on the right armrest of the picnic bench under the tree next to the parking area. It's so specific, so I need some assistance. First up, we heard about this bug a couple of days ago with one word, misty. And that would have been ultra sort of relevant considering the weather in the inland over the last couple of days. At that point, did you think inland? Did you think mountain? What were you thinking?
Misty was nothing for me. It was could have been anywhere. At the first, I thought it was ocean, like probably Durban. But
that's fair.
The following clues, when it said 3 hours from Durban, nothing less urban.
Yeah.
Then it obviously took you inland.
3 hours from Durban, nothing's less urban. We know that Spionkop is 240 km away from Durban, about 3 hours. So were you then locating that somewhere within the region of the Drakensberg?
Absolutely not. I ended up in Ulundi actually at the for the next clue was place of raw reversal and raw backwards is war.
Yes.
So it took me to the historic battlefields of KZN.
Ulundi is a good bet because we do know that there was a significant battle during the South African War there. And so that was a good proposition. So you were way ahead of the game already at this point. With Danny Gaselli last week on Friday, the clue arrived close to the site. You can sit and chill just on top of the massive big hill. Did this confirm Ulundi for you, or did it maybe change your perspective?
There's actually a hill. I can't pronounce the actual name. There's actually a hill there too, which was talking about a mimosa tree, and I was like, oh. Yeah.
So the hill in Ulundi was actually Oakley Hill. So that was that was the one hill in that region. So it would have still seemed like that. And that's the beauty about Bugged, right? Is that there are so many incredible locations. We can draw your attention to these wildly special spots in KZN that have such rich history and heritage. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't be blamed for thinking that you were stuck in Ulundi at this moment. On breakfast, we heard far in the distance the sound of resistance.
Yes.
Still Ulundi, right? That's where your mom would have been.
No. Oh, well... No, this one, that one threw me. I didn't know what that was.
We then got a clue yesterday with Carol Forey. It was a word scramble. And, you know, I sat for a good 10 minutes and was going plop, plop, clock, clock, because the word scramble was P-L-O-K, P-P-O-K. Did you work that out?
Well, I saw cop in there.
Yes.
And because I was looking for battlefields, then the cop and Spion cop came to mind. And then the remaining letters was K-L-O-P-P, the last outgoing Liverpool manager.
Correct.
And obviously the cop at Anfield Football Ground in Liverpool.
Yes.
Is that name, is the cop is named after the soldiers who lost their lives at the Spionkop battle in 1900.
So Klopkop, very, very smart. We think about the heroic figure of Jurgen Klopp, the manager.
Yes.
And at Liverpool's home ground, Anfield, they have an end called the Kop in reference to Spionkop, Kop End. And so that would have then taken us to Spionkop. You are very, very, very sharp. Not many people would have picked that up. So well done to you, Carl. That's very, very impressive. Then we heard a clue on Danny Gaselli, a rhyme. There's no harm in resting your arm. Take a quick bite and look to your right. Did this clarify the location of that bug for you specifically?
Yes, it did. Because I've been to Spionkop 2 years ago with my family.
Yeah.
And we had sat on the very bench where the bug was located. Wow. And you know, my colleague and I, Stuart, had been looking at the maps, the aerial maps, seen the car park there, seen this tree that, you know, one of those first clues was, look under the tree and there you'll see. That sealed it for me, because then it was, you know, the picnic chair has an armrest. It must be on the armrest.
A couple of minutes ago, right before you won, you would have heard another crossing to the bug with Stacey and Jay Spool. It was the sound of this right here. A bag being unzipped, maybe some snacks being eaten. All right. And then the clue arrived that said, I spy with my little eye a big blue sky, and in the middle, it's quite high. That's tough. What do you think about this? Did you get anything from it?
I hadn't actually heard the clue, to be honest. maybe it was a camera bag being unzipped.
That's fair.
You know, because I thought I might have heard in one of the earlier sounds, there was a clicking, like a camera, you know, someone taking photographs of the memorials, etc., that are on the hill.
Okay.
Possibly that.
So the clue itself referenced Spion being Afrikaans term for spy. The big blue sky reveals that this item is out in the open, in the middle quite high, refers to the kop, which is the shape of a bowl. This high in the middle and a plateau towards the edges. It's pretty adventurous in this clue, but it didn't matter because you managed to locate the bug and win yourself 25,000 rand.
Amazing.
One person in the whole province managed to put this together, and it was you. So Carl, you must be feeling very proud of yourself and your colleagues right now.
Exactly. I'm very proud and very happy. Thank you so much.
If you had to give someone who wanted to potentially win and find this bug, the next one could be the last actually, what's one piece of advice you would give them?
I mean, I was very close with the last bug. I was on the table next to the tip box. I put my guesses on there, but obviously that would have been wrong.
Yeah.
So you've got to be specific, and you've got to have that attention to detail for every clue, even if you think it's a red herring.
Carl, well done. Congratulations. It's been great to have you on, and enjoy that 25,000 rand, huh?
Thank you so much. I certainly will. Thank you, East Coast Radio.
That is Carl. He has found yet another bug. If you want to be the person who locates the ninth bug on East Coast Radio, tune in every weekday between 6 and 6, that being 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Clues, crossings to the bug, all the info you'll need, and then enter what's a bug along with your name to 061 700 0800. Do the thing. Be the winner of bug.
You have found a bug and won 25,000 rand.